Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I am so glad you are here because today we are diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, government intervention. Whether you are sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up again and again, and understanding it deeply will genuinely help you pick up marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable and let us get into it. So, first things first, why does the government intervene in markets at all? In a free market, prices are set by supply and demand, and in theory, this leads to an efficient outcome. But in practice, markets often fail. They produce too much of things that harm society, like pollution from factories, and too little of things that benefit society, like education and healthcare. They can also lead to unfair outcomes where some people are very wealthy and others are very poor. So governments step in to correct these problems. That is what we mean by government intervention, any action a government takes to influence the way markets work. There are six main types of government intervention you need to know for your GCSE. Let me walk you through each one clearly. Number one, taxation. The government can place a tax on goods or services to raise their price and discourage consumption. The classic example is cigarette taxes. In the UK, the tax on a pack of cigarettes is over £4, pushing the price up to around £14 or £15. This discourages smoking, which is a negative externality, because smoking harms not just the smoker, but people around them. Taxes on goods with negative externalities are called indirect taxes. A specific type called a Pigouvian tax is designed to make the price reflect the true social cost. In your exam, always link taxation to market failure and explain the mechanism. The tax raises the price, which reduces demand, which reduces the harmful activity. Number two, subsidies. A subsidy is the opposite of a tax. The government pays money to producers or consumers to lower the price of a good and encourage more consumption. Think about electric vehicles. The UK government has offered grants of up to £2,500 to buyers of electric cars to encourage the switch away from petrol and diesel. Subsidies are used for goods with positive externalities, things that benefit society beyond the individual buyer, like renewable energy or vaccinations. Number three, price controls. Sometimes the government sets a legal limit on prices. A maximum price, also called a price ceiling, sets a limit above which prices cannot rise. This keeps essential goods affordable. But if the maximum price is set below the equilibrium price, it creates a shortage because quantity demanded exceeds quantity supplied. A minimum price, also called a price floor, sets a limit below which prices cannot fall. The national living wage is the most important UK example. In 2024, it was set at £11.44 per hour. This is above the market equilibrium wage for low-skilled workers, which may create a surplus of labour, meaning some unemployment, because firms demand less labour at the higher wage. But it also raises incomes for those who keep their jobs. Examiners love this tension, so make sure you can evaluate both sides. Number four, regulation. The government can pass laws and set rules to control the behaviour of firms and individuals. Environmental regulations limit how much pollution a factory can produce. Food safety regulations ensure products meet hygiene standards. The Financial Conduct Authority regulates banks and financial services. Regulation can directly ban harmful behaviour, but it can be costly to enforce and firms may find ways around the rules. Number five, public provision. Some goods and services are provided directly by the government, funded through taxation. The NHS is the most obvious example in the UK. Education is another. Pure public goods have two characteristics. They are non-excludable, meaning you cannot stop people from using them, and non-rival, meaning one person using them does not reduce availability to others. Street lighting and national defence are classic examples. Because of the free rider problem, where people benefit without paying, the private sector will not provide these goods, so the government must step in. Number six, state benefits and transfer payments. The government redistributes income by taking taxes from higher earners and providing benefits to those on lower incomes. Universal credit, child benefit, housing benefit, and the state pension are all examples. This helps reduce income inequality and ensures a basic standard of living. In your exam, you might be asked to evaluate whether benefits create dependency or reduce incentives to work. Always present both sides. Now, let us talk exam technique and common mistakes, because this is where students lose marks unnecessarily. Common mistake number one, describing what intervention does without explaining why it works economically. If you are asked to explain how a tax on sugary drinks might reduce obesity, do not just say the tax makes drinks more expensive so people buy less. You need to say the tax increases the price of sugary drinks, which causes a contraction in demand along the demand curve, reducing the quantity consumed. This is because demand for sugary drinks is relatively price elastic among some consumers, particularly younger people and those on lower incomes. See the difference? You are using economic theory and terminology. Common mistake number two, forgetting to evaluate. In any question worth 6 marks or more, examiners expect you to consider both the benefits and the limitations of the intervention. A minimum wage raises incomes but may cause unemployment. A tax on pollution reduces harmful output but may harm the competitiveness of UK firms. Always ask yourself, what are the drawbacks? Common mistake number three, not using specific examples and data. Examiners award marks for specific knowledge. Do not just say the government taxes cigarettes. Say, in the UK, tobacco duty means taxes account for around 80% of the retail price of cigarettes. Do not just say the minimum wage helps workers. Say, the national living wage was £11.44 per hour in 2024, a rise of nearly 10% from the previous year. Common mistake number four, confusing maximum and minimum prices. A maximum price is set below equilibrium and causes a shortage. A minimum price is set above equilibrium and causes a surplus. Draw the diagram and it will make sense. Now, let us do a quickfire recall quiz. I will ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question one. What is a negative externality? A negative externality is a cost imposed on a third party not involved in the transaction. For example, pollution from a factory imposes costs on local residents. Question 2. What happens when the government sets a maximum price below equilibrium? A shortage occurs because quantity demanded exceeds quantity supplied at the lower price. Question 3. Name one advantage and one disadvantage of the national living wage. Advantage: it raises incomes for low-paid workers, reducing poverty. Disadvantage: it may cause firms to reduce employment or cut hours. Question 4. What is the difference between a public good and a merit good? A public good is non-excludable and non-rival, like street lighting. A merit good is underprovided by the free market because individuals underestimate its benefits, like education or healthcare. Question 5. Give one reason why government intervention might fail. Government failure can occur due to imperfect information. The government may not know the exact size of the externality and may set the tax too high or too low, leading to unintended consequences. Now, let us bring it all together. Government intervention happens because free markets fail. The 6 main types are taxation, subsidies, price controls, regulation, public provision, and state benefits. Each type has advantages and disadvantages, and examiners expect you to evaluate both sides. Use specific UK examples and data. Tobacco duty, the national living wage at £11.44 per hour in 2024, electric vehicle grants, the NHS. Always link your answer to economic theory, supply and demand, elasticity, externalities and market failure. Remember the mnemonic TSPRPB, tax, subsidy, price controls, regulation, public provision, benefits. That is your 6 types of intervention sorted. You have got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, in economics, it is not just about knowing the facts. It is about applying and evaluating them. Good luck in your exams, and I will see you in the next episode.